This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner says Congress must act now after the U.S. Senate failed to advance a third coronavirus relief package Sunday. The price tag for the package Senate Republicans are pushing is almost $2 trillion. The Republican Party usually advocates for smaller government and balanced budgets, but via Skype, Gardner says this crisis is unprecedented.
The economic damage is not a red or blue or left or right issue. It is making sure that we all get through this in a way that moves our economy forward.
It might be a tough sell to Republicans in the House. Republican Representative Ken Buck of Colorado voted against both previous coronavirus relief packages. He says policy decisions shouldn't be based on fear or panic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that the House will craft its own coronavirus package. Legislators, nonprofits, and the Denver Broncos teamed up to organize a drive for the public to drop off goods for health care providers yesterday. Mike Kopp is the CEO of Colorado Concern, a nonprofit that promotes business-friendly policies.
We would see couples drive by with a box of gloves. We'd see somebody drive by in a motorcycle and they would have some medical supplies, and it just has been going on and on all afternoon like this.
Gloves, goggles, and gowns were some of the most popular donations. They filled nearly three dozen pallets with supplies. Kopp says he's open to doing more of these in other parts of the state if necessary. Dish Network subscribers in Durango are getting two Denver TV stations. Normally, TV in southwestern Colorado comes out of New Mexico. Now Dish says it will stream Denver, Fox, and ABC affiliates. This is CPR News.